Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from Houston, Valley Sports South analyst Paul Byrd joins the show. Paul, how are you?
What's up, Paul?
Guys, what's going on? Well, I'm doing really well last night after that incredible win. So it was hard to go to sleep, but I finally did, and I'm ready for game two.
Now you're a tough dude. You ever strike anybody out with a broken leg before?
Not just one, but got through, you know, an inning and a half. No, right. I have not. Let me just tell you, I have gotten hit on the calf before. And, man, you don't realize how much you really use every – I'm talking about even your toes, right, in pitching when you lunge out, you stride out. So for him to do that with a broken leg, that guy's a warrior, man. He needs a special plaque somewhere.
And Paul, when you look at that, because again, that was just a gritty performance that by him and everything. And when you look going further, I know I'm all about the next game ahead of me, but eventually there might have to be somebody that fills his spot. Where do you think they go in the future, maybe, Paul? Do they stay with the bullpen type thing, or do you think somebody that's not on this roster that might get added today might have to be that guy?
I think you have to add somebody that may have to be that guy. And I know, you know, Kyle Wright, I know that, you know, he's not Charlie Morton. But you're going to have a guy like him, add a Tukey, somebody that can give you five innings, six innings in a jam. Even if you're in a loss, you know, if you save the bullpen in a loss and you have somebody that comes in, throws five or six innings and allows everybody's arm to get back on track for the next game, something like that can change the series. So, you know, at this point, it's all hands on deck. Guys will be ready to go. Guys will be ready to throw extra. Mentor last night, what he did was absolutely unbelievable. His pitch high, you know, of all time, and he's fired up. But you've got to be able to get someone that can give you some innings, and we'll see what they do.
What goes into a reliever's mind in a situation like that where he wasn't expecting to come in the game? Charlie Morton was pitching good. He had given up one hit and got hurt, and it was unfortunate.
Yeah.
Like A.J. Mentor comes out there. Like, well, what's your mentality not expecting to have been there, knowing who knows how long I'm going for?
I love A.J. Mentor. Let me just tell you that. Let me just say that right off the get-go. The guy's, you know, been sent down to AAA the last couple of years, and when you ask him about that, he gets emotional, you know. Puts on that cowboy hat with goggles after the celebration. You know, he comes back to his home state of Texas. I don't know if he rode a horse there or not, but this guy comes back to his home state and just shoves in front of a crowd, a sea of orange. The roof was closed. It was so daggone loud. And, you know, the Astros are just waiting for their team to erupt. And Mentor comes in and pitches like a man. And when you put the microphone in front of his face after the game, he's hurting for Charlie Morton. And, you know, again, he says, I'm just so happy to be here after getting sent down to AAA earlier in the year. There's so many good stories on this team, and he is one of them. Coming into a game like that, you're right, you don't expect that, but he answered the call. He kept the crowd in check. He kept the team in check, and he threw strikes.
How good was this Braves? And I'm going to go specifically Ozzie Albies. I mean, he's played so many great games, Paul, and he's one of our favorite players. I know we just love this young man. But, I mean, has there been a game that you've seen since he's been up that he's played better offensively and defensively than he did last night?
You know, he only knows one speed. Hmm. He's only got one gear. After 2020, when he came back to practice in 2020, we're like, hey, everybody's getting back together, and it's a scrimmage. And they said, go easy. It's your first game back. We didn't have spring training. Just go easy. He is running full speed and diving because that's the only gear that he knows. And there's a picture of him in the paper, full on spread eagle diving, you know, 6 feet in the air. That's him. And he set the tone last night. You're absolutely right. Altuve kind of double clutched a little bit on a ball and took his time getting the ball to first. And Ozzie was past the bag and was like, okay, these guys are here to play. These guys won it. He did it with his glove. He did it with his bat. He did it with his legs. And, man, the Atlanta Braves, the secret is out. This team is hungry, and this team is good.
Paul Bird joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy for Bally Sports, talking about Game 1 last night, looking ahead to Game 2 tonight as well. I know Snit has been – he's had the magic touch in the playoffs so far. Whoever moves the guy around in the – in the lineup, like last night, puts Soler at leadoff and leads off the game with a home run. Do you see Snit making any alterations, any changes to the batting order tonight?
I don't. That doesn't mean that he won't do that, but I don't sure. see that. You know, sure. there was questions about Soler being able to come back after the layoff, not having the at-bats. And let me just tell you something. Last night, that home run that he hit to lead off the game, never been done before in World Series history. That was incredible.
Disrespectful.
We have a giant walking up to the plate in the leadoff role who can take you deep right out of the game. That goes all the way through the order. All of these guys can hit. So I think no matter what Snit kind of does, we're going to have a very good, potent lineup. And these guys, like I said, the secret's out. They're getting respect last night. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, it's just, I mean, we're still flying high, even though we know that, you know, tonight is another big night for this squad as far as trying to go up 2-0. I'm not interested in a split, no, let's go win another one. While we, I mean, we here, yeah, we might as well win. I mean, you know, I mean, that's the way it is.
You flew all the way to Houston.
Well, I mean, we did go to Houston. I mean, we might as well just win the game.
Yeah.
You know, but Paul, I wanted to go back to like the different boppers, because I like, I'm all about the boppers. And when you look at Austin Riley, you look at Adam Duvall, Soler. But this guy, Eddie Rosario, if you look at those three guys I just mentioned, these dudes, they walking around like you want them to be the first off the bus. But when you look at a guy like Eddie Rosario, he seems like he's just a professional hitter that just knows where he wants to go with the ball every single time.
No, you're right on, man. I mean, it's not just chicks that dig the long ball. Guys dig the long ball, too, man. It's, everybody loves home runs. And, you know, I'm watching these guys in batting practice, and there's a train up above, you know,
right
below the roof line. And, man, you got to move that train when the Atlanta Braves take BP. I mean, they are just smoking the ball. And, it's not just one guy, you know. It's guys like Duvall who come up, who hit mammoth shots. Soler, again, we talked about that. We all know Freddie can hit home runs. Austin Riley has got crazy juice. And you go through the lineup, and our shortstop hit 27 this year. And you're right on Rosario. He does many things well. And he's been so clutch. Mm-hmm. I mean, you lose Ronald Acuna Jr. and like, man, you know, a lot of people, the season's over. And then you trade for Rosario. You're like, why'd we get this guy? You look at his numbers, like, you know, he's been hurt. But that's where the brilliance of Alex Anthopoulos has really shown up. And, you know, Rosario, for me, the MVP of the playoffs for the Braves, he has been so clutch. He's done it with his glove and arm last night, too, that throw into second base. And I know Gurriel had a weird slide, but even so, it's right there. It's on the money, right off the wall, played it perfectly. So he has been an incredible addition. And then, you know, Peterson hit a monster home run, you know, against the Dodgers to get us going and set the tone. So you can go down that lineup and you can say, man, each guy has contributed in some way. Anybody can leave the park at any time. As a former pitcher, I can tell you, if I see that lineup and I look at those numbers, I'm like, ooh, when's the pitcher coming up? Because that's the only time you get a break.
Yeah, and it doesn't in the American League Park either. I mean, what a crazy lineup you can throw out there when you don't have to have the pitcher. I almost was thinking last night, Paul, I don't know what you think about this. Did the Braves have an advantage in the American League games, just given sort of how their bullpen is set up and given all the bats that they have even off the bench?
I think they do. And normally in the American League, you have that guy. You have Big Poppy who you don't really want to play first base, and you say, hey, just get ready to hit. And the Braves have that guy. So, you know, where it could be a problem in a National League game, you can't get everybody in you want to in the AL game. Look out. This is, this team is structured for that. So, you know, this is going to be an interesting series. Very good teams on both sides, but the Braves manhandled game one.
Mm-hmm. Paul, do you think, and you know, because of the 88 wins, people always want to focus on that, especially leading up to the game yesterday. It's like, we Andy's like, what does that matter? Well, look at where this team was assembled. The actual team that's here now, when was it assembled and how they played since then. How do the Braves dominate again tonight? Because we know what the Astros, they have, you know, you can call them cheaters, whatever, but they've been in this moment before. A lot of their players have been here in this moment, and a lot of the Braves players haven't.
Yeah. Those are the two deciding factors, and that was one of the things we talked about. Like, are the players just going to be happy to be here? You know, are they going to be overwhelmed? And I think we saw last night the answer is no. So the advantage to the Astros is that they have been here. They're not going to panic. You know, they've played in the big stage a lot, three out of the last five. And so that is, I got to give them credit, man. You know, great team, great, you know, a lot of great players over there. But the Braves, their advantage is they have a chip on their shoulder. Mm. You know, you could see that in the meetings when they were answering the questions against the Dodgers. And Freddie Freeman is upset, but he can't start screaming and yelling and kick the microphone and walk out, but he wants to. And he just says, man, we're really good. You can ask this guy and this guy and this guy. They've seen it all year. We're a big league team, and we're actually really good. Because the Dodgers reporters are asking him questions like, how did you guys win? And it's like, man, we're really good.
Talent, I guess.
So they're getting credit now. And I think that chip on the shoulder is more important than experience, because they're angry and they're leaving it all out on the line. And you saw that last night.
Yeah, I think Jock Peterson summed that up pretty good in the article that he wrote earlier this week as well. Maybe not the conventional path, but we also may just be those
bad.
Yeah, those guys. Hey, Max Fried on the mound tonight, Paul. What do you need to see from him? But more specifically, when Max Fried is like ultimate sharp Max Fried, like we hope he is tonight, what does he have going? Specifically, what is he doing in games where he's great, and maybe what he didn't have last time out against the Dodgers?
Yeah, so Max is going to just tell you that it all comes down to location. I would go even further and say he has to throw the ball on the inside part of the plate to righties. He's at his best when his slider is breaking in to righties, and if they don't swing, it's a strike. Mm-hmm. And his curveball is very good. We all know about that trademark curveball, but they will lock in on the outside part of the plate. They'll chase and dive, try to hit that curveball if he hangs it. And he's really at his best when he keeps the righties honest. He throws that slider cutter middle of the plate. They read fastball, they swing, and they get jammed. So if you see a lot of strikes on the side part of the plate and a lot of ground balls to Austin Riley starting off the game, that's when you know that he is going to be on, and you're going to see vintage Max Fried. Just like the Braves had the best record after the trades in baseball and everybody missed it, people miss how good Max Fried has been after the All-Star break, where he has been ERA-wise the best pitcher in baseball, and he doesn't get credit for that. So he has the ability to, I don't care how good the Astros hitters are, to shut them down immediately and throughout the game if he locates.
Can't wait to see it. Paul, we appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Guys, you got them fired up in Atlanta?
Oh, they're ready to roll, man. They're ready to roll, Paul.
All right, let's win one and get home and go back to another place that's even louder.
Damn right. Paul Bird there from Bally Sports South. He's in Houston.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.